the preceding rain, the temperatures above freezing, and the warm ground temperatures. Give you an idea there, a little more detail. You're looking at 40s, even around 50, or some pavement temperatures and ground temperatures for much of the day, and then cooling through the 40s into the 30s in the evening, maybe not below freezing until after midnight when the precipitation ends. So that's a complicating factor. Of course, if the snow is heavy enough, lasts long enough, you might see slushy accumulation develop where it's kind of melting when it hits the ground.